This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Sunday pushed deeper into southern Gaza's Rafah and battles a regrouping Hamas in northern Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heavy bombardment was reported overnight in Jabalia and other areas in northern Gaza. Residents said Israeli warplanes and artillery struck across the camp and the Zeitoun area east of Gaza City. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. UN officials say there's a full-blown famine there. Just a day earlier, in central Gaza, families gathered around the bodies of loved ones after over a dozen people were killed by Israeli strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Neighboring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is considered the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as the last stronghold for Hamas as well, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday fighting was going on in a string of villages in the northeastern Kharkiv region as Russian forces tried to press their drive across the border.
Особлива увага Харківщині. Тривають оборонні бої.
Zelensky, speaking in his nightly video address, also noted fierce battles in various parts of the Donetsk region to the southeast. He said defensive battles were taking place along large sections of the border in Kharkiv. This is VOA News. While Russia works to spread out Ukrainian frontline positions, Kyiv recently secured an outpouring of financial and material commitment from its Western partners. VOA's Arashar Basadi has the story.
A recent Ukrainian attack at an oil depot in Russian-occupied Luhansk led to 18 separate fires, 3 deaths, and 8 injuries that the Moscow-appointed regional figurehead blamed on advanced U.S.-supplied missile systems. The BBC reports at least 50,000 dead Russian soldiers so far in Moscow's invasion, about 8 times higher than the Kremlin's publicly acknowledged figure. Despite those gains, Russia deploys a so-called meat grinder approach at sending wave upon wave of soldiers to wear down Ukrainian forces. Arashar Basadi, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has proposed a surprise new defense minister, nominating a former deputy prime minister who specializes in economics for the job more than 2 years into the Ukraine war, the Kremlin said. Putin wants Sergei Shoigu, defense minister since 2012 and a long-standing ally, to become the secretary of Russia's powerful Security Council and to also have responsibilities for the military-industrial complex, the Kremlin announced on Sunday. Flash floods caused by heavy rains have devastated villages in northern Afghanistan, killing over 300 people and injuring more than 1,600, authorities said on Sunday, as villagers buried their dead and aid agencies warned of widening havoc. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The Taliban-run refugee ministry says thousands of homes have been damaged and livestock wiped out following heavy rain. Meanwhile, aid groups warn of widening havoc as healthcare facilities and vital infrastructure have also been damaged. In a statement, the Taliban's economy minister urged the United Nations and private businesses to provide support for those affected by the flooding. Afghanistan is prone to natural disasters, and the UN considers it one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change. But following the Taliban takeover, after foreign forces withdrew in 2021, it's battled a shortfall in aid. That's because development aid that formed the backbone of government finances was cut.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. The season's first major wildfires have spread to roughly 8,000 hectares across western Canada on Sunday, as authorities issued an evacuation order for a community in British Columbia and warned of poor air quality across provinces. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.